Educating the Slowman, a Godspot production. Ah, my friend, you returned. Not sure that you would, but so glad that you did. Come, let's hug. Ah, that's better. As you can see, I have your Bible with me. Hashem be praised that it was a Hebrew one. This English language of yours is not so easy to pick up. Especially at my age, eh? 2,000 years young and still handsome of feature, no? No. Anyway, let's get down to business, shall we? Yes, you can sit down here. Plenty of room on my bench, okay? This Bible you gave me, so neat and tidy, with its thin parchment and tiny writing. I can't believe how you people have collected together so many scrolls from so many places. Where I come from, we never had so much scripture together. It's wonderful. I'm most impressed by this. You say that every follower of the Master has one of these Bibles? In my day, just an Isaiah scroll would have cost nearly a week's wages. Only synagogues and yeshivas could afford such a collection. This is marvellous. Now, friend, about this Bible. It's strange to my eyes that you divide it into two parts, the old and the new. Is it not all scripture? Or am I to believe that what you have as new is the only scripture that now holds sway in your world? If so, then I will gladly, here and now, throw this Bible into the lake over there. Oh, I see. It's an artificial division, you say. Inasmuch, you say, Jesus, Yeshua, the Master, has divided history. Let's leave that for now, but be assured we will get back to this issue at a later date, my friend. Yet this new section rings so true to me, especially the bits at the beginning. I was there, you know. Yes, I was there. I saw him feed the 5,000. You know the boy with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? That was little Yossi. Scoundrel child. Where do you think he got that bread from? Didn't you think it unusual that a small child would just happen to wander by with all that bread? No, he'd just stolen it from me, and my travelling companions not an hour earlier. And he ends up in Holy Scripture? Oi, oi, oi. And do you know what happened to the 12 basketfuls that were left over? No, of course not. You don't read of the case of the small boy and the disappearing baskets, do you? Anyway, I ramble. What I really want to speak to you about is the Master's death. The account by Matthew, was particularly chilling. I was there, you know. I was there. I taught you last time, up until the earthquake, that is. So now, I know how I found myself falling. Incredible to hear of what really happened in those days. Of course, like many others of his disciples, I was just on the fringes. Hearing a little here, a little there, trying to piece it all together. Then again, I wasn't one of his special friends. I only heard by accident about his trial through the servant girls. They were able to give me a word-for-word account of everything that happened in the Sanhedrin. I didn't query their sources. Didn't have to. This account you have here in Matityahu is identical. So much for secret chambers and all that. Anyway, girls, they took me to the high priest's house. That's where I saw Shimon, Peter. He wasn't happy, no. He seemed really nervous and twitchy. Spoke to the girls, then just stormed off. I waited for a while, then followed the Master and the guards to the fortress. From then on, it was all, well, it was public. We all, those of us with the courage to hang around, we saw everything. We didn't actually see the beatings, but we saw the state they left him in afterwards. It's awful. Words just can't describe. It's just one thing I'll never forget. The state he was in. Oh, dear. They forced him to Skull Hill, then they nailed him to the tree, just as it says here. It's very accurate, you know, these accounts. Chilling, as I said, chilling. The whole episode must have lasted hours. People were coming and going and chatting away, ignoring what was happening, just gossiping about whatever. Even the soldiers, they were relaxed, gambling. I even saw some of them drinking. Yet his mother and Miriam just stood there near the front. They never took their eyes off him once. Even though there was a great chill in the air, I too, my feet were frozen, my stomach groaning, my legs aching, but I became like a tree, gently swaying in the breeze, but not moving from the spot. Until I had no choice. The earthquake just swallowed me up and spat me out here. Look, listen, friend. You're still with me, yes? Well then, you must answer me this just one question. One big question. But first, I must rest.
You've been listening to Educating Shlomo, a God's